Thank you. be an interesting moment to do something just improv. What's up, guys? My name is Philip Glass. Just kidding. These guys are great, right? So it's such a pleasure.
Helplessness, and you played a part. Thank you.
gonna play one of those songs I just heard. I'm gonna
you're born. were all on the road to Austin. And we met a man by the side of the highway. He sold us some junk and we had a little conversation. Oh, he was wise and dirty from all the way. I said, drinks in my barn, and I give my last breath to keep us alive. Are they coming for us? Cameras or guns? We don't know which, but we gotta run. And you said this is not what I I could go crazy. this song has a lot of words in it. It goes by kind of fast, and you might be like, what the hell? So, just tell you a little bit. It was inspired several years ago when thousands of red-winged blackbirds died on the 4th of July, and it upset me. So I started to write a song about it, and I had a singular purpose. But then it morphed into weddings and fairy tales, and then it was like the macabre essence of children's fairy tales. And, I mean, you know, ladybugs in their houses on fire, and birds baked in a pie is the one I chose. So it's about patriotism and stuff like that. And, oh, science versus faith, it's about that. But, in the end. Oh, cool. You're like, shut up and sing it. In the end, because there's always a hope, a thin strain of hope, and it's about singing through forces that oppress you. In your little birdie voice,
you feel like a bird taking a pie, is that?
I felt like a bird if they could talk. And a king, you know, that might be a metaphor, it just might be a metaphor.
Want to record it?
Yeah.
We are our own label, so it's a metaphor for our record.
So, yeah, maybe I didn't need to explain all that. Apparently not to you, for sure. But that's what it's about.
Sorry. I told you. Sorry. We don't have to start over again.
I told you. say to me about the babies? We have babies now. We didn't have them. They came out of our partners. And we're much too old for that. But it's great. It's a whole new thing. Yeah, it's really, really great. I'm serious, I just don't know how to articulate it. I love it. I've wanted it for so many years that it's finally happened, and I'm like, wow, what did I do before this? Oh, it's not. That's it. It's not. It's just awesome. But there's not enough verses for Michael Row the Boat Ashore, I've discovered. Currently my child's favorite song, and there's only four verses that I know, so it takes a lot of repeats to sing that for 30 minutes, which is about how long it takes to go to sleep with that song. So let's write some, y'all. We make up some fun ones, and this both songs are nice for kids, and there's lots of verses to most of them, but that one not. Oh yeah, that's a good one for a kid. Maybe a little slow for my child. She's an upbeat kind of.
Oh,
This is kind of the darker set, y'all.
Come back here and shut the door.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.